CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump says he has reached a trade deal with Indonesia after threatening that country with 32% tariffs.
They are going to pay 19%, and we are going to pay nothing. I think it's a good deal for both parties.
Trump says as part of the deal, Indonesia will buy 50 Boeing jets. Trump's tariffs are getting some of the blame for last month's rise in consumer prices.
The U.S. Labor Department says inflation rose last month to its highest level in 4 months as the cost of gas, food, and groceries increased. These people in Joplin, Missouri have noticed higher food prices.
Meat and milk.
Produce, too.
Even just regular stuff like milk and eggs.
The price of everything is going up.
Campaigning for office last year, President Donald Trump promised to immediately lower prices. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Firefighters Union in Fall River, Massachusetts says inadequate staffing cost people their lives at Sunday night's fire at an assisted living facility. Here's Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
I've been advocating for more firefighters in the city of Fall River to make the job safer. The current model that we have is less firefighters and more overtime. And that's worked for us, but it's also working our firefighters to the bone.
9 people died in that fire. There's more rain in the forecast for the Texas Hill Country, where teams are searching for the dozens of people still missing after the July 4th flooding. CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville.
They've accounted for most of the people who live here. They've accounted for people in the camps. What they're still working through and accounting for is a lot of the people who were visiting, vacationers who were here in the campgrounds, staying in RVs or staying in tents, who may have disappeared on that morning when the floods came through.
The huge wildfire burning in the Grand Canyon has destroyed more than 70 structures, including the century-old Grand Canyon Lodge. Thomas Silpizio is the president of the Grand Canyon Historical Society.
All we saw was billowing clouds of smoke, and the apprehension started to build.
Arizona's governor is upset the National Park Service allowed the fire to burn for days before it erupted. The Emmy nominations were announced today.
It was a good day for HBO Max.
Piper, no!
The White Lotus, The Penguin, and The Last of Us getting the streamer its most Emmy nominations ever, but it was Severance for Apple TV Plus leading the way with 27 nods.
I am a person. You are not.
Including Outstanding Drama and The Studio with Seth Rogen with 23.
Everything okay?
And Kathy Bates becomes the oldest nominee ever for Best Actress for the CBS revival of Matlock. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
At the close, the Dow was down more than 400 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson with a quick news update. We have new developments in this morning's shooting in Racine. A 37-year-old woman died in the crossfire. Racine police say two people or groups of people were shooting at one another on 11th Street just after midnight. And as they were trying to harm one another, someone shot an innocent bystander instead. People called 911 and she ended up dying. Police say the situation is fluid. They're asking for tips, especially video. Anyone with information is asked to contact Racine Police or Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, Racine Police are still investigating a burglary-turned-homicide from Friday. Two men were shot, one died, and the other is in the hospital. One suspect has been interviewed. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. Gun violence in Racine is actually trending down by 80%, according to an analysis from the Racine County Eye. And a big goal for Racine schools, district officials are working to boost reading scores. By 2027, Racine Unified administrators want 3/4 of K through third graders reading at grade level. The district has added new literacy coaches for third graders this year, and next year, fourth graders will get them too. That's according to data shared during a work group last week. Meanwhile, it's still unclear whether Racine Unified will get money to help Wisconsin kids learn to read from the state. The bipartisan Act 20 switched the state to teaching science-backed reading methods. It was also supposed to give districts literacy coaches. Because of a spat between lawmakers lawmakers and the governor, Republicans didn't release the $50 million approved to actually implement the law, do all the training, buy new books, pay the salaries of those literacy coaches. After the Supreme Court ruled in Republicans' favor, they released $9 million of that funding. However, they allowed the remaining $41 million earmarked for student literacy to go into the state's general fund, an over $4 billion surplus. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers add more players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Just happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with, that's for damn sure.
I asked rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness tonight and a slight chance of a shower. Warm lows in the low 70s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, then showers and storms likely in the afternoon. Some could be strong. Warm and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. More storms tomorrow night. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
She Simmons Hermits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know that old saying, fake it till you make it? That might not be the most sound advice, and that might have come from a 1988 study which said if you want to be happier, smile, even if you have to fake it. Well, a more recent study found that forcing a smile does not make most people happier. In fact, only about 7% of people who force a smile feel happier.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Girls are hit by
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and we have your chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers play the Marlins on Friday, July 25th. No purchase necessary for this. All you have to do is go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and register to win. In fact, you can register to win daily. You just have to do it before this Friday, July 18th. Again, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab. Your chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers play the Marlins.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Where are you, little star?
It's The Elegance and Little Star on WRJN. This is the only hit for this group from Staten Island. They adopted the name of their group after a member saw a billboard for whiskey. The ad had the phrase, Liquor of Elegance, and they came up with their group, The Elegance.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaking from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Oh,
Nice. Little Wilson Pickett there and Mustang Sally on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. What do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. Some semis in Waukesha have a special passenger today, a trooper in a truck. State Patrol troopers are riding around with truck and bus drivers today. They're using the high vantage point to spot dangerous driving. If they see you speeding, texting, or tailgating, they'll radio to officers nearby for enforcement. It's part of a statewide effort this week to cut down on crashes near big rigs. Racine police are still investigating a homicide they say started as a burglary late last Friday. One suspect has been interviewed, but police are asking anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. And Salmonorama is in full swing this week at Racine's Festival Park. Anglers from all over are here to compete for big prizes, with the $50,000 grand prize up for grabs. The tournament, which started last week, offers divisions for boat, shore, and kayak fishing. The festival part of the fishing is also back again. There's live music, food, and kids' activities throughout the week. For a complete schedule of events, check out the Salmonorama website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. WRJN
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness tonight and a slight chance of a shower. Warm lows in the low 70s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, then showers and storms likely in the afternoon. Some could be strong. Warm and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. More storms tomorrow night. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. So how many time zones does the U.S. have? Would you be surprised to learn that the U.S. has 11 time zones? Of course you'd be surprised at that. But the U.S. does have 11 time zones when you include its territories.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits there from the Beatles on WRJN. Well, the Brewers, the Badgers, the Bucks, the Packers, Mike Clemens covers them all. He gives you hourly updates every weekday on WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Adio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Adio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Adio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop myself. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking.
WRJN.
News and timeless hits there from the Jackson 5 on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, WRJN is proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show information station this year. Thousands of cars built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home next week, July 22nd through the 27th. All kinds of events are planned, and it's going to culminate with a big car show on the 26th at Kennedy Park. And you're going to hear all the details on WRJN and get some of the details online, too, at WRJN.com. Big
deals. You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring one of their most popular summer Kringle. Key Lime Pie Kringle is back, and you're going to love its tart and creamy key lime filling. This customer favorite is not to be missed, so be sure to pick one up this week. And while you're there, pick up one of O&H's sensational chocolate eclairs, an irresistible indulgence. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been all about making mouth-watering pizza. Now back from a well-earned summer break, they're recharged and ready to serve up all your favorites. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and sandwiches that make summer special. July's pizza of the month is here, the Chicken Bacon Ranch. Featuring a creamy ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pizza is a true summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Confusion.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1961.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. She was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way.
When I looked, the cafe was empty.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Labor Department says inflation rose last month to its highest level since February. These shoppers in Joplin, Missouri have noticed it at the grocery store.